It's time for Sweet Home Cannabama, a show that'll answer all your questions, provide accurate information, and dispel the myths of CBD. You can participate and have your specific questions answered by emailing sweethomecannabama.com. And now for all things cannabis in Alabama, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome to the show, everybody. I'm your host, Jennifer Boozer, owner and founder of Cannabama, the CBD store in downtown Mobile. We're located in downtown, a block up from Wenzel's, off of Dauphin Street and Warren Street at St. Francis at 558 St. Francis Street. And that is Suite 1A in Mobile downtown, 36602, if you're going to Google it on the maps. You can call us anytime if you want to place an order. You want to make sure we got your favorite products, ask questions, schedule some time with me. It's 251-255-5155. And of course, you can shop online and read about us, look at us, listen to the song, read the magazine articles, and watch the TV shows that we have been interviewed by at Cannabama.com. I've had a week off last week. I'm divorced, y'all. It's final. I know I may have not specifically said that I have been going through a divorce, a brutal one, for about 15 months. Thank you, COVID. But it's over and final, and I was out of town, and I just needed a little. I needed a little Monday night off to take care of some things. But anyway, if I sound like I've got a little extra pep in my step, it's because I do. Anyway, 20 years of my life. Anyway, so. We won the Nappy. I couldn't say this up until last Wednesday, which was after the show. So we won, I'm sure y'all have heard if you follow us on Facebook or Instagram, we won the Nappy Award for Best CBD Store in Mobile and Baldwin County. And we had a blast. It was so fun. They had an astronaut theme. And this year, to sort of speed things along, they had everybody make a 15, 30-second video to play instead of having everybody cattle call down the side of the aisle and wait and wait and wait. Kudos to Lanyap for coming up with that idea because the videos were awesome. Some of them were not 30 seconds long. They were much longer. And some of them were weird, but a lot of them were really creative and hilarious. And in my video, I rounded it out at the end by smoking a joint in front of all of Mobile. But anyway, it was fun. So this is the second time we've won the award. And the first time we won was the very first time there was a category for CBD. And of course, there's no other cannabis category. So I'm fairly certain and, you know, I try not to be inaccurate or speak out of the side of my face, but when we won it in 19, it was history making because it was the first award given to a cannabis business in the state of Alabama. So I think having two is still that's still something no one has ever done. We've gotten an award from the Downtown Alliance and some other accolades, so I'm really, really proud of Cannabama and proud to be in business. And proud that I am no longer ever going to have to consider sharing 50% of it. Yay! Anyway, so tonight we are going to be talking with Marty Shelper. I know you guys know Marty as the founder of Alabama Republicans Against Marijuana Prohibition. But Marty and Melissa Mullins and a bunch of other really cool people, and I'm somewhere down there, way down on the list, but have formed a new group, a new advocacy group called the Alabama Cannabis Coalition. So, Marty, are you there? Marty?
Questions on your freedom.
No, thank you. Thank you. I had talked to somebody that built my website today on the phone, and I haven't talked to him in months, but he said, Jen, what's new? Because you sound so much happier than you have in like a year. And I was like, I'm divorced. And he was like, there it is. There it is. Welcome to the show.
Signs of joy.
Yes, yes, yes. We all make mistakes. You know, some of us take longer to realize it. It's okay. Anyway, I'm being petty now. welcome to the show. You are the founder of the New Alabama Cannabis Coalition.
Yes, I am, and it's growing like wildfire, and people are, you know, in the group trying to discuss politics, and I keep trying to tell everybody this is a nonpartisan issue.
That's right, just like in Mississippi.
We do not want any division. We want everybody to get along. We have one goal, and that's to legalize cannabis in the state of Alabama and give us a right to home grow, and that's the citizens of the state of Alabama that we're fighting for. And today I came up with a little jingle, and I really want to get this out. I said to somebody today in a comment, I said, I want to have time to speak. The Alabama Cannabis Coalition is not sitting around waiting until someone in Montgomery decides they think that the citizens of Alabama should have more freedom, liberty, and justice as it pertains to cannabis. The Alabama Cannabis Coalition is taking legalization and the right to home growth to Montgomery.
That's right. That's right. Hey, lead the way, Marty. I'll follow you anywhere.
We're not going to sit around and wait. We've divided the state of Alabama into 12 regions. Baldwin County, the city of Mobile, is in Region 10. And they can find us on Facebook at AlabamaCannabisCoalition.com. We have the Region 10, ACC Region 10, that's specifically for your listeners and your listening audience if they want to join that. And those small groups are really political groups so that we can just know what's going on in the different regions so we can keep up with what candidates are going to be running, what candidates are running for reelection, and what their positions are on cannabis legalization and the right to grow.
Yes.
So if you're out there listening, we hope you'll join us. We're also, we have a domain now. It's AlabamaCannabisCoalition.org, AlabamaCannabisCoalition.org. And we'd love to have you join us. And we just appreciate you having us on again.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And this is a very new group, but it is growing like wildfire. I just want to say real quick, if you would like to text in a comment or a question or call us, the number is 251-343-0106. That's 251-343-0106. I know y'all are mostly chicken, but come on, you can at least text us. Come on, Alabama, what? Let's normalize so we can legalize.
There you go.
Yes. I know. I tell people when I talk about you, when I talk about
the insanity in Alabama.
That's right. Well, when I talk about you to other people, I say, look, this, I don't know how else to describe her, but she's sort of like, well, she's the closest thing to me in 20 years I can think of because she's sweet as she can be. She's smart as a whip, and she will, well, she's salty. If she needs to be.
I take that as a compliment.
Hey,
thank you
me
so
too.
Much.
Me too. I said, so watch yourself. I said, I don't know.
Everybody. I mean, I'm just as sweet as I could be until you give me a reason to not be.
Oh, we actually have a call.
Yay! Caller number one.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, good. How are you? What's your name?
Listen, I called you a couple of months back to ask you a question.
Okay.
With the medical marijuana in Mississippi and Florida, is it combustible?
In Mississippi? Marty, do you know the answer to that?
Mississippi's initiative was struck down by the Supreme Court of Mississippi. They're still fighting for that. I do not know about Florida, and if you're curious about the state of Alabama, the only thing that they have in the SB 46 that passed was nebulizer, meaning that you could actually nebulize full extract cannabis oil. But I do apologize. I don't know anything about Florida's legislation. It's off my radar, and Mississippi was shot down.
Yeah,
When I listen to your show every Monday, if you ever find out, just say it over there.
Absolutely, absolutely. We have great compassion for the state of Mississippi, and they have a huge initiative over there. I think their Facebook page that I'm a member of is We Are 74. 74% of the people voted for this, and a typo. And probably somebody who's never had cannabis before, so they're a real jerk. They threw the whole thing out. And so now the people are having to fight.
It was actually a little more complicated than that.
Mm-hmm.
They had to collect signatures to get that on the ballot. That's what an initiative is.
Uh-huh.
And they collected signatures in five districts. They were told there were five districts in the state of Mississippi.
Uh-huh.
Well, come to find out, when they passed the initiative over there, they never changed it in the Constitution that they had to collect signatures from four districts.
Mm-hmm.
So the Supreme Court struck it down because it was not constitutional.
Okay, well, I'm going to hang up. And if you ever find out that question, I'll be listening every Monday, okay?
Okay, thank you, sir,
thank
so
you.
Much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, we definitely are watching what is happening in Mississippi, but it's crazy that all of that happened because I know there are a lot of people that were preparing for the ability to, you know, start growing and selling cannabis.
And the patients were ready for their medicine.
That's right. That's right. All right. When we come back from the break, we're going to pick up right here with Marty and start talking about Alabama cannabis. Stay with us.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. I'm Jennifer Boozer from Cannabama, and we're talking to Marty Shelper, who is the founder of Alabama Republicans Against Marijuana Prohibition. I can say that so fast. And the newly formed, sometimes I'm like, Alabama, blah, 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 blah. Wait, let me start over. I have to start with from the beginning.
It's a mouthful.
It really is. And then people look at me like I have three heads. I'm like, it's a thing, I promise. But now she has founded and is working with Melissa and a bunch of other people whose names I can never keep on the top of my head. For Alabama Cannabis Coalition. So that's what we're talking about. Marty, tell us a little bit about why you thought that this Alabama Cannabis Coalition needed to happen.
Well, people were hesitant to join an organization that they thought was partisan, which
right.
Alabama RAMP is not partisan.
Right.
They support ending cannabis prohibition.
Right.
So I thought, well, I'll create an organization that doesn't have anything that looks like a partisan name, and maybe people will join and fight for legalization. So I created the Alabama Cannabis Coalition, and Alabama RAMP is a member of that.
Mm-hmm.
The Libertarian Party of Alabama has said that they want to partner with us and be a member of the Alabama Cannabis Coalition.
Mm-hmm.
There's three other groups out there, Alabamians for Freedom, that mm-hmm. are members. End Cannabis Prohibition in Alabama Now is a member. And there's also a group called Make It Legal Alabama that has partnered with us.
And Cannabama.
So we're growing. We're very, very close to 1,000 members. Like I said before,
wow,
you know,
already.
We've created these regions so that people could develop relationships with people, you know, within their geographic area
mm-hmm.
and get out into the public and register voters, get out into the public. And we have some really, really cool flyers that, people can download and they can pass out. People are taking them to tobacco shops. They're taking them to vape shops. They're setting up tables outside of businesses that allow it and at public venues where they're allowed to set up a table to register voters. We plan to send a questionnaire out to every candidate that's going to be on the May 24th, 2022 primary ballot
mm-hmm.
in the state of Alabama. We're going to send out a questionnaire and ask the candidates what their positions are on legalization, decriminalization, the right to home grow.
Right. I was going to say, I hope y'all aren't just asking blanket cannabis. Ask specific questions. We want to know how you feel because they may be for one thing and not for everything.
It's going to be a good flyer. I'll CC you on them once we get it written.
Okay, good.
So we're going to report back to our members, the citizens of the state of Alabama, so when they cast their vote, on May 24th, 2022, they can vote their conscience. We're not pushing any particular party. We're not pushing for any particular candidate. We just want the citizens of the state of Alabama to know the candidate's position on cannabis.
Right, because there are far too many people in the state of Alabama who, rather than be concerned with things like road conditions and all the other things that are important, but their kid or them or their spouse or someone they know is suffering and dying and needs cannabis, and that trumps anything else. And they may vote outside of their party just because it needs to happen.
Right, and these candidates are going to be out and about. They're going to be holding campaign rallies, and with these 12 regions that we have around the state, we're encouraging our members to go out when these candidates are out, rallying for your vote, lobbying for your vote,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, be very polite with them, but be very specific and ask them, you know, I'm a voter here in the state of Alabama. I'm your constituent. I would like to know what your position is on the really and truly, if you ask them one question and one question only, and I got this from Dr. David Allen in Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
If you ask a candidate, how do you feel about the home grow of cannabis?
Mm-hmm.
That pretty much nails it.
Right.
If they tell you no, they don't believe in freedom, liberty, or justice.
That's right. Because home grow is the ultimate goal.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Just like you can grow your own food in your backyard. Nobody complains about that, even though most farms are commercialized and owned by God knows who.
You can grow your own tomatoes. You can take them to a flea market and sell them. You don't have to pay a sales tax.
Right.
Unless you're selling them to a business or a corporation.
Right.
So, I just want to know what their position is on home grow. I mean, we've got several questions lined up in the questionnaire. And we're going to give them a letter grade, an A, B, C, D, or an F.
Right.
And if they don't support any cannabis legislation, they're immediately going to get an F.
Right.
And we're also going to let
Nothing
them know
personal.
That if they do not reply to the questionnaire, that they will receive an F for not replying to the questionnaire.
Right. Yes. We're going to hold their feet to the fire because it's 2021, people. You
we're
know,
going to hold them accountable.
Right. But you have to give us an answer or you're going to be given an F. And we're going to show this to the people. And all
Absolutely.
The people that are behind medical, which I don't know who the four of y'all are out there who are against it. But everyone is for legalization. Everyone. I have not met one person. And trust me, when people oppose me, they let me know up front, sometimes rudely, that, you know, accusing me of selling drugs, God knows what else. But I've not met a single person that was adamantly against legalization. I mean, everybody is for it because it's ridiculous. So
and
if
people
you're.
People do not have. Because they want to utilize cannabis on
right.
any level.
Right.
They can support the legalization of cannabis because they believe in freedom, they believe in liberty, and they believe in justice and the right to choose.
Right.
So just because you say that you support legalization is not like, oh, well, Jennifer Boozer supports legalization. She must be smoking weed. No, that's not how it works. This is about freedom and the right to choose.
Yeah. Hang on just a second because I'm getting a message and the screen is not big enough to show me what it is. It's from
what's
a listener.
Problem?
Your circle is small. There are plenty of people who don't want it. Well, I'm sure that there are more than four. I was being sarcastic. It's called, anyway, I don't have time to do that. No, I realize that there are people opposed to it. Obviously, Jeff Sessions, anyone, Steve Marshall, Ashley Rich. Yeah, the list is long, but there are
23 district attorneys in the state that wrote a letter to every legislator.
23 district attorneys. That's right.
They oppose people being able to access cannabis medicinally. Yeah,
but,
those 23 district attorneys.
But there are far more people who are maybe even against recreational, and I hate that word. I hate that word. All cannabis use is medical, no matter what your motive is. But there are plenty of people that are for the medicinal use only who wouldn't want to see it sold like alcohol that has no medicinal value, highly addictive, and kills people. They don't want that kind of cannabis, but they still want people to have the choice to utilize medicine. And I'm sorry, but it is of my opinion that somebody just said, Jennifer, we love you and your show. Thank you.
Aww.
Thank you. That made my day. But there are plenty of people that just don't know what they're talking about either. You know, this is what irritates me, and this is why I do this show. And for those of you who don't know, I pay to do this show. Okay? I pay to do this show. I spend, I'm not going to tell you how much, but a lot of money to be able to teach you for free. You're getting something that you can take to any business in anywhere in Alabama or anywhere in the United States or anywhere in the world and benefit from, and I may never see a penny of it, and that's okay, because I want people to have medicine. I want people to have freedom. So
I just want people to be educated.
Right. Thank you. So before you say, God, I don't want it, you don't even know what it is you're saying. And even people in the industry, you know, there's a lot of people in the industry that don't have any real knowledge of it, or it's very basic off the back of a brochure somewhere. And so that's right. The whole point of doing this show is to keep people informed. Before you say, I don't want it, what don't you want? Explain that to me. And when you can have an intelligent conversation about it, then I will be swayed maybe by your argument. Anyway, moving on. I sure do appreciate you, whoever you are. And I love you too. Anyway, so getting back to Alabama Cannabis Coalition. So home grow, that's the ultimate goal. Let's talk about that. We got about 2 minutes before the break, so what states besides California, and is it New York or New Jersey that's about to grow? Or like get a home grow?
I think it's either New Hampshire, Vermont. Colorado can grow.
Of
California
course.
Can grow. I think New York, and I know New York is going to, I know that they either pass legislation. They pass legislation. I don't know if it's gone into effect yet. Mm-hmm. But New York is going to be able to grow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's insane. Our founding fathers grew it.
Right.
And prior to 1937, I just got to say this, prior to 1937 in the Marijuana Tax Act, there was no regulation. 84 years ago, August the 2nd, 1937, is when the Marijuana Tax Act passed. So on August the 2nd of 2021, it will be 84 years since cannabis was readily available to the citizens to be able to grow.
Right.
It's time for it to end.
Prior to that day, 90% of American pharmacopeia was cannabis-based. 90%. They gave it to people for all sorts of things. I love these people.
So the Alabama Cannabis Coalition is going to have yard signs that are going to be printed. We're going to take pre-orders. You've got to join Alabama Cannabis Coalition to get one of these yard signs. It's going to be really beautiful. It's like a campaign sign for a candidate, and it's going to say Alabama Cannabis Coalition on it. And in big black bold letters, it says, legalize it, Alabama.
Right.
Legalize it, Alabama. And people can buy those and put them in their yard, and we want them all over the state.
Right. Well, what I was getting at before this horrible message just came up on my screen that I am going to read out loud on the air, sir. Thank you very much. But my point was, the AMA did not know what marijuana was. They knew what cannabis was. And so by the time that was explained to them, it was too late. So 90% of medicine was cannabis-based. Here's a comment from my small circle guy. The founding fathers were into cockfighting and slavery. Can we bring that back? I have no words for that, sir. We'll be back in just a few minutes with Marty from Alabama Cannabis Coalition.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
All right, folks. Moving on to, let's just don't look at the text messages anymore. Anyway, so we are talking to Marty Shelper with the Alabama Republicans Against Marijuana Prohibition and Alabama Cannabis Coalition. That's what we're here to talk about. So,
Jennifer.
Uh-huh.
I've got to say something to the gentleman that texted you about the cockfighting and the slavery.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
May I please?
Yep.
Okay. We learn from our mistakes, okay? And slavery was not a good thing. It's never in the history of the world been a good thing.
Amen.
But we also discovered that we had been sold a bill of goods, and propaganda destroyed what people believed cannabis was capable of doing.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just uncovering that. So we can learn from our mistakes, is the answer to his question. And we made a mistake with the Marijuana Tax Act of 1937.
Yes, and it was not about whether or not cannabis was good for people or medicine. It was about money. It was about newspapers. It was about DuPont Chemical. It was about a senator who was greedy. It was not about health, wellness, nutrition, or illness. It had nothing to do with that.
It has been a travesty, and it has been a crime against humanity, and it's time for it to end.
Yes, it's been part of the human diet for all of recorded history. All of recorded history. So, whatever, dude. And it's easy to say things like that. I don't know. I just went back through a lot of this guy's texts to the station all day long. And every one of them is rude. Just rude. I'm like, somebody around here has got to know who this is because he doesn't give his name. So, way to go, dude.
He has a right to his opinion.
He does.
But I also have a right to have a free choice to make that decision. And if it's something that I want to use or that I want something to be made available to other people to use,
right,
I should have that freedom.
Just like he should be able to say things that make him sound like a jerk. And there's nothing I can do about
really,
it except
really
say something back.
I don't have an opinion of him. I don't know who he is. But,
right.
I mean, I'm just telling you, we can learn from our mistakes. And we made a terrible mistake when we prohibited the use of cannabis.
Yes, we have been sicker and sicker and sicker. And now even the life expectancy is going backwards. But anyway, moving on. I got a text from Melissa. Thank you, Melissa.
Okay.
She's talking. She said, I'm going to look at what the Florida Med program is about. She said their methods of consumption are inhalation, sublingual, oral edibles, topical, and suppository. And she gave me a link for that. And I'm in Facebook jail for 22 more days, y'all, so I can't post that, but I'm going to send it to Marty.
Okay, I'll share it.
Inhalation in the Florida medical cannabis program does not, inhalation in the Florida medical cannabis program does include combustible. So apparently they're letting them smoke in Florida.
That's good.
That is good. It's called freedom.
Governor DeSantis.
Yes. So Florida, which is what? 5 minutes that way for me. I mean, I know it's a stretch for you, Marty, but it is literally down the road for me.
I'm not
gonna medically.
I'm not going to become a refugee just because I want to
utilize
cannabis legally.
Right.
But a lot of people have to, and that goes further to prove that it's a crime against humanity. Something can be legal in one state and illegal in another state. One person can go in and buy it in a store legally, and another person gets caught with it, and they go to jail, and their lives are destroyed because of civil asset forfeiture.
Right.
And they lose their children.
Right.
People
right.
are losing their children, which is destroying families.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
People,
and people have to pick up their whole lives.
Stand. United we stand, divided we fail. It's time for the citizens of the state of Alabama to stand up, speak out, and let their legislators know that they're ready for the stand.
Right. Right. And for anybody who's in doubt, I know small children who would be sustaining continual and repetitive brain damage all day, every day, if it were not for the cannabis that they are able to buy in the state of Alabama from my store. I see these children. One of their mothers works for me. Well, I met her because she was desperate. And her child's neurologist sent her to me at 2 years old. This little boy was seizing 200 times a day and had days up to 400. And anybody who would look at a child that small and helpless and look at that misery and not want him to have the one thing. He was on Klonopin. He was on Keppra. He was on all sorts of drugs. And one of the things that I remarked was so incredible because he can't speak. You know, he was only two but at the time, but he probably may never speak. He can't say, I'm in pain. But she said he never wanted to be touched. He never wanted to cuddle. He's not like a typical toddler that wants to be held and loved on and kissed. No, he would scream until he started taking CBD.
I'll be really, really curious how well he does if she signs him up for the medical cannabis registry.
Oh, he'll be wonderful.
And he gets some different products.
Well, but with the CBD, she said I could cuddle him, snuggle him. He was happy. He smiled. He slept. And he stopped seizing.
But he still has room for improvement. So I'll be
he
really,
does.
Really
he does.
Excited to hear
he
about
does.
It.
But because he had that many seizures a day for that long, the first 2 years of his life, he's not going to ever fully recover. The damage has already been done. But it will continue if we don't stop it. And we have managed to manage it. But it can get better. And he probably needs more Delta 9, but he's got access to everything else, and it has greatly improved their life. Greatly.
I think the human body via the endocannabinoid system is a miracle in
of
the
course.
Making. And it's time to allow people to have the access that they need. And I know I sound like I'm beating a dead horse, but, I mean, it's just, it's insane.
Yeah. Okay.
There's a man in Kansas, somebody shared this post with me, a man in Kansas who had epileptic seizures, and he grew one plant in his house, and he made the mistake of talking about it on social media, and the law enforcement came in and was making fun of him and took his plant and took the medicine that he had made for himself, and I think he had made some medicine for some other people, but he was by no means distributing, you know. He was just helping people who were sick. They took him and put him in a jail cell, and the video is on Alabama Cannabis Coalition group on Facebook. They put him in a jail cell, and he had a seizure, so the officer at the jail, the deputy, called the guys that were going through his house and searching his property and told them that he had had a seizure, and the law enforcement officer said, oh, well, isn't that convenient that we arrest him? And he says he's using it for epileptic seizures, and he has an epileptic seizure at the jail. Like, he was faking it.
Wow.
It made me furious, and I'm not saying all law enforcement officers are bad.
Right.
But I'm just saying the ignorance.
Right.
The sheer ignorance is just...
It is. It is. It's ignorant.
It's
ignorant. I got another text message, and I'm not gonna give this guy any more. I don't have a doctorate degree, sir. There's no such thing as a doctorate degree in cannabis yet. There's no such thing. There's an undergrad degree.
He needs to go out on YouTube and out on Google, and you need to look up Dr. Raphael, R-A-P-H-A-E-L.
Meshulam.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Raphael Meshulam, M-E-C-H-O-U-L-A-M. He has been studying cannabis in Israel for over 50 years, and he does have a doctorate, and you might want to look up some of his videos.
And it was all of his research since 1965 has been paid
has
for by the U.S. government, by the way. U.S. government. Every time somebody in a white coat stands up and says, oh, there's not enough research, bull. The U.S.
Yeah.
paid for it. That's why the U.S. government has a patent for it.
Mm-hmm.
So get off here, stop being ugly, and go do your own learning. I learned. You don't need to worry about that.
And we'll be glad to give people links.
I've learned from growers. I've learned from processors. Right. I've learned from farmers and growers. I've learned from geneticists and chemists. I've learned from product processors. I've learned from the people that I serve every day from Alabama. And I have done a ton of medical research. It doesn't matter that I don't have a piece of paper to show you. That's my qualifications. And I've never called myself an expert. So moving on.
And I do want to be very transparent. I don't know everything.
No,
but I'm not afraid to learn.
I had this conversation yesterday with someone who knows far more than me. And he said, there are thousands of other compounds in cannabis that we haven't even figured out yet. When I say there's 489 or roughly 480 plus chemicals in cannabis, that's the ones we know of. We're never going to finish studying it. So there will never be a doctorate program, just like the human body. As soon as they think they have the human body figured out, boom, something else comes along that's rare, that's never been seen before, never been done before.
And I have to say this, the American Medical Association and the pharmaceutical industry does not want anybody to be able to get a doctorate in cannabis because they know that it's going to affect their bottom line. It's profit over lives.
And sometimes YouTube and Google do have most of the answers because there are videos, there are articles of medical research, and they're all posted online. It's not Google telling me the answers. It's Google supplying the medical research to the public that is in the Journal of American Medicine and all these other things, okay? It's not Google and YouTube teaching anything.
I would encourage this gentleman to go out and look up Google Scholar. It'll pull up a website for Google Scholar, and then he can just Google cannabis
right.
and read about the research. It's on Google Scholar.
I haven't even ever heard of Google Scholar. I just use plain old Google.
Well, you might love Google Scholar.
I will probably love Google Scholar because then you don't have to wade through so much bull. When you get to work with people who are doing this, when you get to work with people who are creating the products, when you get to work with the people that are creating the foundation of this industry. Ooh, somebody just sent me a picture of a beautiful cannabis plant. Thank you, sir. When you get to talk to the people that are doing this, that are doing all this work, that are making all this stuff, and they're studying it, you know, come on. Anyway, so this says, my friend tried some of your gummies from your store in Saraland and Hillcrest. I don't have a store in Saraland or on Hillcrest, but the rest of it says, she failed a drug test last week and was told nothing would show up. That infuriates me, and my phone number is 251-303-5193. I would love to hear from you more about this. I think I know the stores you're talking about, but I do not have a store in Saraland, nor do I have one on Hillcrest. I have one store in downtown Mobile on St. Francis. This happens a lot, and oh, it's infuriating. And I don't want to take up too much time from the American Cannabis Coalition information to talk about this. But when we come back, I got one more thing to add. Stay with us.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Yes, this is Jennifer Boozer, the completely not formally educated, non-expert from Cannabama, the CBD store. Anyway, we're talking to Marty from the Alabama Cannabis Coalition. I just want to say that the last comment I'm even going to entertain, but there are doctorate programs for not only the body, but down to specific parts of the body. You contradict yourself every time you open your mouth. That's, be nice. That's irrelevant. The point was there are no doctorate programs for the endocannabinoid system, to study the endocannabinoid system or cannabis. There is a broad undergraduate program at one school. There's a botany-style growing-type cannabis graduate degree at another one school. There's nothing else. They don't teach this in medical school. They're used to, but when this was commonly used, there was no such thing as medical school. So now I'm not contradicting myself. So I think you should turn off your radio or call in and let's talk about it. Anyway, moving on. Marty.
We have not had a health care system in the United States since 1937. We have a disease management system. Money is made off of disease, sickness, illness. That's where the money's to be made. Healthy people is not an industry.
Right.
When people are healthy, what are you going to sell them?
That's exactly right. It's
and
no coincidence.
The cannabinoid system, if fed properly, the body maintains a state of homeostasis, and that's when every human system within the body causes the body to function properly as it was designed to do, homeostasis.
Right. The body will heal itself. That's the way
Absolutely.
We were made. It's no coincidence that in the same year, and I think it's 1970, Richard Nixon, before he left the office, however he did two things. He signed into law the Controlled Substances Act, which put marijuana, which actually cannabis as a whole is not what is illegal. It's Delta-9 THC is what's illegal. So let's be factual when we talk about it. God forbid we get our facts mixed up. But the same year that the Controlled Substances Act was signed into federal law, making cannabis in the Schedule 1 category, meaning no medicinal value, highly addictive, which is absolutely opposite, that year medicine was also changed from nonprofit to for-profit legally. So instead of paying your doctor with a chicken and a cherry pie because he, you know, rode his horse over in the middle of the night to deliver your baby, now you got insurance, you got premiums and copays, and it costs $2,000 copay for your $10,000 picture of your insides. And then they give you drugs that rot your insides.
Somebody told me the other day, we need to talk about Medicare and Medicaid expansion. And I said, well, if we legalize cannabis,
we won't need it. We won't need it.
We're all healthy. We wouldn't need to expand Medicare and Medicaid. And they said, well, that's if the people would switch over and feed their endocannabinoid system, but some people never will. Well, then the pharmaceutical companies and these doctors can stay in business.
Right, and some people are given medication that they never...
There's going to be plenty of people that leave that system and start using cannabis.
Right.
Well,
and there are statistics that show that in the next few years... people over 65 will out-smoke, out-take, out-drink, whatever, out-consume people in the 18 to 25-year-old category because it's medicine. There are people wasting away in nursing homes out of their minds. You know, my sister used to sit with an elderly couple and their family, who couldn't be bothered, would pay my sister to go sit with them every day for 3 hours, the husband and then the wife. And the husband was in his right mind, but he was very sick. And the wife had severe dementia and Alzheimer's. And at one point, they had to put a feeding tube in her body because they explained it, like her stomach just stopped telling her brain, or her brain stopped receiving the signal, I'm hungry, let me eat. And they kept this woman's body alive. She would get bed sores. And her husband had to sit there every day and watch her waste away. Why? Why? When we know, we can prove, we can show with medical studies by people who do have doctorate degrees that this doesn't even have to happen.
Can I say something?
Yes.
I actually know cannabis advocates here in the state of Alabama that proclaim their staunchness that cannabis is a miracle plant, but they don't want me to talk about pharmaceutical companies and profit over lives.
Right.
Now, you figure that out for me.
Because they hang out with pharmaceutical lobbyists, probably.
I'm still trying to figure that one out.
Well, right. Well, Big Pharma, we all know if you've worked...
Is anybody going to shut you up, Jennifer?
No, never. Especially not this dude.
Right.
People who work, like you are in a totally different facet of this thing than I am. Because I work with people who are actually making the products, and then I work with the people who need the products. So that all the information that those two groups of people get is how you know you're doing the right thing. And so we help each other. We help each other.
United we stand, divided we fail.
That's right. And so...
we're on a precipice. We really and truly are the American people, the citizens of the state of Alabama. We are on a precipice. This is getting ready to change. 84 years of prohibition, we're fighting for it to end, and we're not special. There have been plenty of cannabis advocates that have come and gone before us, that have died, that have gotten tired, just could not fight anymore.
Right.
So when we do legalize, when it goes nationwide especially, it's going to be because of those people that came before us. So I want people to know, set your ego aside.
Right.
Stand up and fight.
Yes. Yes. Because people aren't willing to admit it publicly on the whole, but they are using cannabis. They are using cannabis anyway. And you don't have to break the law. Come see me. I've got legal cannabis. I've got very effective legal cannabis. And what we want is the freedom to utilize any part of the plant, any way we see fit, and grow it ourselves. Be able to set up a trusted network of people whose genetics are clean, who know how to teach you how to do it right. Don't grow it in Miracle-Gro, dear God. That'll kill you. But there are people that are in place that love this because, let me tell you, one industry that has more hardships and more obstacles and more crap heaved upon us, it's the cannabis industry. I mean, I have never seen another industry where you can't get money, you can't get checking accounts, you can't get credit cards, you can't advertise in certain areas, you can't get a commercial lease, and all you're trying to do is give some pain cream to some grandmothers. You're not even sparking up out front, Come on, I'm not stupid or disrespectful.
I just want to say I'd like for the citizens that are listening to this, the voters, to join AlabamaCannabisCoalition.org. Go out there, join us, and join us when we go to Montgomery, because we're going to invite you to go there with us. Stand with us shoulder to shoulder, be in front of these legislators, and let them know we are a force to be reckoned with.
That's right. And that's August 24th, right?
No.
Oh, you're just talking about go to Montgomery every day.
But no, when the legislature opens on January the 11th, oh, yeah, 11th of 2022.
Yeah.
Yeah, we want these citizens to join us so we can show that we're not a small voice.
Right. Well, we will be there August 24th, just so y'all know. We will be out there August 24th. I'm going to wear my crown from the nappies. I'm going to wear my cannabis crown from the nappies, y'all. It was huge and heavy. And it was digging into my skull, but I stunk up the whole Civic Center. It was quite fun. I think we added up the
beautiful
weight. It was probably a quarter pound of bud on my head.
Oh my God.
It was given to me. One of my farm vendors, when I told him what I wanted to do, he was like, "Oh, here, let me get you some big ones." And he gave them to me. It was very sweet.
Did Isaiah have a good time?
I don't know. He left early.
Oh.
It was hot. No, it was so hot. And the after party was really small and hot. Anyway, we're about out of time. Thank you, Marty. It is AlabamaCannabisCoalition.org. You can find it on Facebook and join that Facebook page, Alabama Republicans Against Marijuana Prohibition. What else? Make it legal, Alabama. We've got to go.
Legalize it, Alabama. And thank you so much.
Thank you. We'll see y'all next week here on Sweet Home Cannabama.